Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Yud. Everybody else is on Yud Aleph, but we're behind. And
no one is on Yud Aleph. No one. They're all behind. Every one of them. You can't. It's too far.
We're holding by the two dots. Amar Rava. On the Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That ain't light, mine's loud, that lights down from the top. Before we start, I just want to read some psukim. Some psukim in Parshas Metzora by the Seder of Taharas Metzora. We have over here, we have the Meshachat. What does he do? Shachza Kemes, B'machav Asher Yishchel Eshachatos. There's a oila b'mkayim ha'kaynish. And it says, v'lekach ha'kayim b'dam ha'asham. The kayim takes from the dam ha'asham. I'm reading, yadalad, yadalad. I'm starting really from here. Yadalad, yadalad from, in Parshas Metzora. V'lekach ha'kayim b'dam ha'asham. Kayim takes from the dam of the asham that the Metzora brings. The nasad ha'kayim. And he takes the dam and he puts it out. Tzuduch Chayzen Abitayr Hayamanis. Babayin Yaday Hayamanis. Babayin Raglai Hayamanis. He puts it on his right ear, the thumb, right thumb, and the right toe, the right big right toe. Belokacha Kayahein. And then after he puts the dam on the behindus, he then takes Malakach Hakayin be like Hashemet. He takes from the like Hashemet the Yatzak Al Kaf Hakayin Hasmolis. And then the Kayin takes from the like Hashemet and pours it on his left hand. The Yatzak Al Kaf Hakayin Hasmolis puts it on the left hand. The Ah Metabal Hakayin Esetzbo Hayamanis. After it's all on the left hand, he then takes the right finger, forefinger. V'tavel ha'kayin esetzbo ha'yamonis min ha'shemen asher al-kapa al-smolis, which is now in his left hand. He takes his right index finger. V'hiza min ha'shemen v'etzbo shem apav v'lifnei Hashem. He does it against the pareiches seven times v'lifnei Hashem. And then, umiyesra shemen asher al kapo, from the rest of the shemen, yitein hakayen, al tenuch oizen habitayer hayamadis, babayin yada hayamadis, babayin ragla hayamadis, al dam ha'asham. He puts it on, we have big machlokes, how to do it. The babish has to be on the dam, or not babish, on the dam of the asham. But we're going with the Peshitta Shal Mikra, like it says, you take the shemen from, he takes the shemen from the left hand with his right index finger, and he puts it on the dam of, on the behindus, that is on now, the behindus that he had placed there from the dam ha'asham.
Is Sukkah
heaven? No, that's going to be what? No. And then the remainder of the shemen, which is on the left hand, he puts it on the head of the Mitzayra.
Is his right hand to do that?
No. He doesn't. But Nasar is shemen. That doesn't say with that. That he puts it, no.
You wouldn't think.
Yeah. All right, just smears it. So that's the process that we have. And like the Gemara said, we have the word Yamadis appearing multiple times here. Right here. So now what we have over here is, we're holding by the two. That's all my Rava. Bayachar Niksim, al dam ha'asham, if it says, We just got finished saying what? Where do you put the shemen? On top of the Dama Asham. Amar Rav HaMeyachad Iksiv, Al Dam HaAsham. The Al Bekayim Dam HaAsham. We have another pasuk, right? We said Al Bekayim Dam HaAsham. Upsiva Yamanis Vidam. And it says the word Yamanis by the Dam because it says, like we just read, Al Bayim Yada Yamanis, Al Bayim Ragla HaYamanis. Upsivi Mishemin de Mitzayra. And by the Shemin of the Mitzayra, it says it. By the Asher Miyani. Asher Miyani Lamali. What's the point of all this? Says by what do you have it? Lamali, what do you need it for? You have it to all everything. We know exactly what you're supposed to do. So then, what is it? What does it mean? What is it coming to tell to repeat the whole thing over again for? So then it says, El Amarava. We have a drasha. Yad, yad, lekabitza. Regel, regel, chalitza. Oizen, oizen, leretzia. Leretzia is, leretzia. And Rashi comes and he tells us, what is all this? We have exereshava, yad, yad, lekabitza. El Amarava, stop before that. Elo Marava, you see, Lesa Lemay Diafke Kmitza the small puzzle, the drushes the arba smallest, the king yamanis, the bain shemin the usher bain shemin the yadi lamali. Eli yamanis the shemin the usher lahiv rasha asya. What we have over here is the word yamanis is coming for another thing. For what? Yad yad le kmitza. Siva Mitzayra, Mitzayra Asher, says by the Mitzayra Asher, Yadol HaYamanis, Lo Yisrael. What did I have to say it for? Bob is superfluous. Because, Lo Yisrael, Siva Kmitzis Yad, the Yamalek, Chapo, says anyway, Yamalek Chapo, Benama Yad Mitzayra Yamanis, Af the Kmitzis Yamaf, the Kmitzis Yamanis. We learn now from here, the Kmitza also is Miyamanis. That's what it's coming to tell us in the Xerishavah, that the Kmitza has to be with the right hand. Or, Regel, Shemin de Mitzayra Asher. What does it say over there? The Shemin of the Mitzayra Asher, Levidrash, to tell you something else by the Regel. That the Regel of the Shemin is on the right leg. Right foot. Right toe. The Midrash Chalitza. B'Xereshava. The Rego Rego. B'Xiv Nami. B'Chalitza. B'Chalsanalo Be'al Raglo. What, which foot? By Rego the Mitzayra, because it says the word Yamanis. Av Chalitza Yamanis. The same thing we have by the Eisen. We Shem in the Asher. It didn't have to tell us that either, because it says already. Where do you put it? Do you put it on the Dam? So we have to go ahead and repeat the Gatzazak over again, the superfluous. So Teretz Isvitz open for Xereshavit. It's extra for Xereshavit. We see Veratza Dynamis us know that we have a Baya Nevinivri. Madam, it's Saira Yamanis after it's Saira Yamanis. The din of piercing the ear of the Nevinivri when he becomes a Nirtza also has to be that way, to the right. The Hachzer is Shava before Rashis, like we have at the beginning of Kedushin, Begar Kedushin. And there, the Adi Lo Darish Lurav, this is by the Mitzayra of the Asher, Lukavit Kol Parshish Rabbah Vadishnis, like we'll see coming up. So these are the drushes that we have. And then what? Smalis, Regular Chalitza, Oizen, Oizen, the Retzia. Smalis, the let's see again, one second. Smallis, Lemayasa. The smallest, Lemayasa, the Usher, and here comes the Rashi again, and he says, the Usher, Lo Yisterich, Lemayasa, Bishle, Bekaba, the first one we can understand that, Legufe, smallest, Lo Yamadis. But the next time it says it, one would have to go ahead and repeat the smallest by the shemen, that you put the shemen on. There it says, Amar Av Shesha Breda, Taravini, Lipsa Yemin, the Kayan, the Mitzaira, to passel that the Shemin does not go with the Yemin. Why? Because I might have thought, the following, Shalai Taima. If I see a case, that I can have it in, that it's done with the left hand. So if I see all over, you have different cases where it's done the yamin, and it cannot be done as small. Here, it can be done wherever you have it in. It can be done as well. I would think that maybe it can be done the yamin. And therefore, it tells me not like that. Small has to be dafka with the small that the oil goes on, not the yamin. The idach, smallest, the yad, veregel, yamanis, the adi, lamayasa, he says that if we don't have to darshan it, because kol parsha shenemar v'nishnas, whenever we have the parsha repeated, we know that even if there are repetitions, as long as there is any chiddush in that extra parsha, that suffices. Lo nishnas el mishnil davishan ischanish ba. Pardon me? Different parshas. So here, what we have over here, and comes to Rashi, and he tells us over here, what is it, Nageya? The Enoch smallest of the Adi, the Utelamaya, so what is it that from? Let us show Yisrael. Uparshas Adi, the Yisraelish, coming out of the Yoyrit, and the Mela, if I have in that parsha, a separate din by a carpet Sarah Adi that he's able to be Yitzu by bringing a carpet out of the Yoyrit, then that's fine. That's all you need. I think that's why what I do with the Psukim over there by the date of the Mitzayra. And then, Amar Rabba, Barbar Chod Amar Abshem Ben Lakish, Kol Makayim Shenemra, a rule that we have. We have a rule. Amar Abshem Ben Lakish, Kol Makayim Shenemra Etzba Okahuda. Remember, we had this member, of course. We know it already from before. We had it in Zvachim. Kol Makayim, where it says the word Etzba, or it says the word Kahuna. Eino El Yamin. The word Etzba means Yamin Kahuna, where it says a Kayin, it has to be Dafka Yamin. Solka Daitach. Etzba u'kahuna g'bo'ina. Now, the Gemara thinks, maybe, when it says etzba u'kahuna, it means what? Either or it means both. Well, I think maybe it means both. Can it say, the lakach ha-kayin midam ha-ot-batos bi-etzba. The kayin shall take from the dam ha-satos with his etzba. And the Gabar b'Mitzayra. And when it says that, I learned it out from Mitzayra to Ksiv, B'tov al ha-koyen, it says, Bo, ha-yamanis. And therefore, just like over there by the Mitzayra, it's the right hand where it says both the word etzba and the word koyen. Wherever it says both koyen and etzba, it always is going to refer to the right. All right, Kmitza. The Luxiva ba Ella Kahuna. What do you mean? Doesn't say the word etzba. Says the word kayin. And yet we learned what? The kmitz has to be with the right. Utanad comments mismal is puzzle. Somebody's asking before we started this morning about Shchita, right? Shchita is there's no basis to say that, of course. But the Tanakh Kabbat as well as muscle. Why? Because we learned that. So if I say with Kayin alone, it's enough. Amar Rava, what it means is, Etzba, either or. Etzba, Kahuna. If it says the word Etzba, it means right. If it says the word Kayin, it means right also. What about the carrying of the Evarim to the Kabbash where we know that that's also an Avaida. You have to be wearing Bigdei Kahuna. Valach Seifarim LeKabbash. That's a din of, it's a gather of an Avaida, like the Gemara says. And it has to be, and what happened? It does not have to be with the right. Why? Because they see Bekahuna, they see Mikiv HaKayin. It's a call of Mizbecha. The Kayin brings it to the Mizbech, the Yomar Mar. Say, let us have Marvel Kevish. And yet, we learn what? Utrad HaRegel shall Yemin Mishol. How do you bring the right foot? You bring it with the left hand.
The right hand,
yeah, all right. Fine, but still, maybe you need another trip. Ube Saira Lechutz. Then you have the place where the hide is, face toward the outside. And therefore, you see that the Haktara of the Evarim are able to be done with small, even though it says the word Kayim. And that the Gemara says, no, Evachadami. What we mean is we're going to modify it again. Ki amrinan, oh etzba, oh kahuna. When we said either or, it means the right. But it's qualified. B'davar haba'akev kapara. It'll only be by swabbing etzba'akev kapara. Here, it's not a ba'akev kapara. What does it mean? Not ma'akev the kapara? So, Rashi over here tells us, Liyayla by Atzma. See the Rashi? Liyayla, the Rashi is, on the wide lines, six lines down. Liyayla, O Atzma, O Kahuna, the Chiyamina Neinabali Yemin, the Dabar Hamat of Kapara. Dum Yira Hazois, the Mitzrayim. Like with the Mitzrayim, with Hazois of the Mitzrayim, of course, are Ma'akiv. La Fuki Haylacha, the Laima Atma, to the exclusion of the halachas evarim that are not ma'akev. And what does it mean they're not ma'akev? As she says, a chat which is merely deviates from the pashup. Shuta shal mikra, we would not say the way Rashi learns here. What does it mean it's not ma'akev? The efsher lifshait, it's efsher to take the hide off of an ateach, efsher benituach, inksal akevish, where you don't have to carry it. Let me take the whole carcass. And you go ahead and break the whole thing apart, cut the whole thing apart right there in the kavish, so you don't have to go and be meilichit. Oh, in or, in ami or, in yesh kai hanim harbe, yeshikus elozeh, they could go ahead without doing a halacha. And therefore, that's how Rashi is. So therefore, you could get out of it by doing it in another way. It's not going to be ma'akev. And that came, wait. Therefore, it's not going to be ma'akev. This is all the way Rashi learns here in Menachos. We learn Rashi in Zvachim, in Chabdalit, Rashi there, a couple of places. Rashi learns what it means is that it's not going to take our loss. The whole Akhtar is not ma'akev. It means Kipshuto, the way we would have learned it, if we wouldn't have Rashi. That's how we would have learned. The whole thing is not Makim to Kapara. What's not Makim to Kapara? The whole Kapara is not. Let's say you got Ovid Vesarif for something like that. In such a case, the whole thing is not Ma'akiv. And Chab's a very big Nafkamid. So over there, what is it saying? Can be done with small.
You have to run small.
Now we all. So now Chab's a very big Nafkamid. And what do we see over here? It's done with small. What is done with small? Stop is well the way it is, the way he was carrying it. What about the Maisak Torah itself? Is that able to be done with small? And therefore, the way Rashi learns in Zvachim, it's referring to the whole Avodah of the Haktara, but a Kohen is back there. He can do it with Haktara, he can do it with small also. If we take a look at Tesvis, later on Daf Chavav, you see, everybody have a taste of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph? We take a quick look at the Tosfos. So Chavav Amud Aleph, Hector Chalava Veivarim Bein Biyamin Bein Mismal Kshera. Matzi LeMeimar Diosik Reb Shimon Da'ab Kibah B'Seifa. The Kovitz Amal Rabbanan Bayamin. If it says over here it can be done this small, maybe that's only according to Reb Shimon, which we'll see coming up. But according to the Rabbanan, it has to be done maybe Yamin. Inami, another shot is Afilu the Rabbanan. Ikilach Shure Heter Halav and Bismal. Even according to the Rabbanan, he can do the Maisak Torah Bismal. Even again, Inami, Afilu the Rabbanan, Ikilach Shure Heter Halav and Bismal. Kamo Halacha Sevaram Lakavish, the Liel. It means that according to, which we hear very well, according to Rashi and Zvachim, that's what it's telling us. What does it mean that it's not Ma'akiv the Kapara? It's not Ma'akiv the Kapara at all. And Rashi and Zvachim. Here it's not saying that. Here he learns not Ma'akiv, but you can do it in another way. But what about to go ahead and do the Etzer Maktara? To be the Etzer Maktara, you won't be able to. According to the Rashi and Zvachim, the Etzer Maktara itself would be able to be done that. But the Etzer Maktara, again, won't be able to be done that way.
Well, why don't you tell the Pasuk, it says Kayin and it says Etzba.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Don't need Yumanis. That's Hang. Right? That's good. Yeah, well, you, well, tell you what'll be Lagufe. They can do that. I don't care. Remember, it's going to be telling it Lagufe also.
Learn from its Sire that you don't need to leave on people. Well, no, that's a source.
So what it says over here is, and therefore that'll be the rule. The rule that we would have is that if it merely says, again, so it says Achno, we get Dover Haba Akiv Kapara. If it says Kayin, it'll be Yavin. Not Akiv the Kapara won't. What about Bare Kabbalah? Dover Haba Akiv Kapara. Kabbalah certainly, Kabbalah Saddam is certainly something that's Ma'akim to Kapara because of a Kahuna, and it says Kahuna, Dixivi Kriva B'nayar and Akayanim is Saddam, Saddam, Zu Kabbalah Saddam, Utanad, and yet we learned Kibel Bismal is Pasal, but Reb Shimon Masher, according to Reb Shimon Shver. As we were going hopefully in the Rabbanan, of course, but according to Reb Shimon holds that it's kosher to have a Kabbalah, Bismol. The Chlal Avaydis are going to be good according to Reb Shimon. Kim was well possible. Reb Shimon, comrade. You're asking from what the rule that we said, that if it says Kayin by a Dover HaMakim the Kapara, it's going to be Dafki Yamin. You're asking from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Tarti Boy, Reb Shimon Dafka needs two, Reb Shimon Kov, Reb Shimon Tarti Boy. If you don't have two, Etzba and Kahuna, then you don't have to have Yamin at all. We're talking according to the Rabbanan. Me Boy, Reb Shimon Tarti, Frank and Gemara. What do you mean? Just one second. So what will happen again? He by Reb Shimon Tarti.
That's by
Ankhum. Bahatanya, yeah, well, we learned Reb Shimon never called Makhum Shinemar Yad. Eino Ella Yamin. Etzba, Eino Ella Yamin. So therefore, what are you selling me? Need both. You see, you don't need both. Well, not the Gemara says no. Etzba, lo bai kahuna. You don't need both kayin and etzba. That you don't need. If you have the word etzba, it doesn't need kahuna. But, kahuna by etzba. If it says kayin, that in itself is not enough to mean you mean. But, if it says etzba, then it is enough. The word kayin by itself is not enough. It's gonna need, you're going to need the etzba also. But if you have etzba itself, then it is enough. If it's good enough, so what would you need the word kayin for if etzba is enough? Oh, a kayin lomali? Let's say you would have it. If you would have the word etzba, so then what, if you etzba itself is enough, why would you have to have the word kayin to come and tell me that? That, what would you need it for? And the data tells you, look, the big kahuna. You have to have big kahuna. If you don't have the big kahuna, it's not going to work. There's only a soul of Zaris. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it's a whole different thing. According to Reb Shimon holds etzma does not need kahuna. Kahuna needs etzma. Now, but we were saying before, according to us, you need, it needs both. If you, I mean, he can have etzma, he can have kahuna, and it can even be, at least by a dover that's ma'akim to kapara. If it's dover that's not ma'akim to kapara, it could be mismol, and that's gonna be the enough kamina, the gabina haktara. It's enough kamina again, the gabina haktara also. We should really mention one thing here also. Maybe let me finish what we're doing over here, then I'll bring up something else. Bikuda, Faita Gemara, Bahre Zrika. What happened to the din of Zrika? What does it say by Zrika? Bahre Zrika, de lo kasa be Nela Kahuna. What should come out by Zrika Sadab if it only says Kahuna? According to us, certainly Ma'akiv, and it says Kahuna, therefore it has to be me a bit. So what happened according to Reb Shimon? What?
Don't
need
it.
Should you come to the concept of Reb Shimon should be called Mismol? Yeah. Bahre Zrika de lo kasa be Ella Kahuna, and yet, the Tanad Zark Mismol Pasol, according to Reb Shimon, why would it be not kosher? Why would it be possible? According to him, if it only says kahuna, it doesn't mean anything. Omar Abaye, it is true. Pauling Bebrison, he argues that Reb Shimon holds that you can do the avoda of Zrika Bismol, the Sadia Rakibel Bismol, possible Reb Shimon Machsher, Zarak Bismol, possible Reb Shimon Machsher, Enachanami. Reb Shimon holds he can do Zrika Bismol too. Yelahadi Amar Rava. Aye, that which we mentioned before. Hel Adam Rava. Yad. Like Kmitza. Lovely. If it says Yad, the Kmitza, well, we learn it out from the Mitzayra. And we learn out because I have a Shava for the Kmitza that has to be done by a min. Lovely. Because who did Afka? Why would you need it? If why did Rava have to have Yad Yad the Kmitza? Why don't you just learn it straight out from Kahuna? What does it say by Kmitza? Rava, it says Kayan. So Kayan means what? Be a man. So why do you have to have his Zerah Shavit? Chad le Kaimetz, the Chad le Kiddush Kaimetz in a Chadami. One will be that the Maisa Kiddush, the Maisa Kmitza itself, is done with Biyamin, and the other drush is for Kiddush Kaimitz, it has to have, when you put it into the Kli, that has to be done Biyamin too. Rashi here says, the Kiddush Kaimitz, the Chimikadish, the Kaimitz, the Kli, Yitneyu Biyamino, the Sacha Kli. But Reb Shimon, the low boy, Kiddush, now what about according to Reb Shimon? Now we know Reb Shimon does not have to hold, he doesn't hold the whole thing of Kiddush Kaimitz. He says, right, we have been out from, we know it's from Zvachit. The Reb Shimon to low by Kiddush Kaimitz. Well, about the Yom HaNami to buy Kiddush Kaimitz. The Reb Shimon, going to Reb Shimon of a small Akshari Mashir. Yad Yad, the Rabbi Lomi, what would you do with the Xerah Shofet? If you hold that it's good. Either Kmitza, Gufa, Aliman to Reb Shimon, Kmitza Gufa, Aliman to Reb Shimon, the Abhira Brain of Rachia in Afghan, the Omer Abhira Brain of Rachia, my time in the Reb Shimon, the Omer Krokot, Shkodoshim, he, Kachatas Vecha Osham, and which means he says what? Bala Ainda Biyad. If you come to go do the Avaida Biyad and put it onto the Mizbeyah, Ainda Biyamin Kachatas. What does it mean, Kachatas Vecha? You do Biyamin. According to Reb Shimon, remember, because why it says there, it's Tfilz Etzba. Bali Aida Biyad, Aida Biyamid, Kachat, Bali Aida Bikli, Aida Biswal Kasha. According to him, you can do it with a Kli, because he's, what are you going to do? Zrika. Zrika is going to be small, according to Reb Shimon. Don't only says Kayan, it's not like a Chatras where it says, it means by a Chatras, he agrees, because remember he says, Etzmal Kuhud and Kayan, that's what he means. Yeah, when it says that, Baldi Aida Biyad, see the Rashi? Shlo Kinish Kaimitz Bikli, Alakabat Smahalach Behita Biyado, Aida Biyad Chatras. Why? The Chatras Levad Biyamidu, the Ksimba Etzma, because it says there, Etzma, Ukahuda, Lokacha Kayan Bitaba Chatras Biyadzbo. There, it's talking about Rabbi, because it says that's about Kahuna. So there, even in that case, even he agrees to that. Therefore, that's what it's telling you here by the Yasha, but depending on how you do it. You want to do it with your hand? Fine. You want to do it with the Kli? It's also good. But small. The Shah lights, if you're doing the Kli, come here. Light it's the climates. The Matcha, 1 second. So, Nachma. So here it's in the Chatz. Well, the item the Kli, I got a small Kahasha. The chiddush that I would have over here is even the kaimitz of a minchas chaytei. So the daita chabina, the yomer Reb Shimon, shloihei karbano v'hudar, ki kaimitz leinami b'smol tiskasha. Shimon says far that the that what is the Indian that by it comes to a chatas. That's why I need yad yad. I might have thought that maybe, since he's a chayte, maybe the karmen is able to be done in a more primitive way. It's a more primitive way because it's like a of a hooker. That's why I have to take a shot anyway. Kamashma, Lord, that I don't have that. But I wanted to bring out, so I actually have it for Raven. What? That according to the Rabbanin, everything has to be done by a min, as long as it says the word kayin, at least by an avayda that's back of the kapara, it's going to have to be done by a min, where it says the word kayin, or etzba. Now, whether or not the haftar is like that is going to be totally in the two tibbets of entices that we have with Daf Chavav, depending on Rashi here, or Rashi and Zvachim. According to Reb Shimon, there are those things, and it says that's about Kahuna, that it has to be done by a min. But if it doesn't say that, that's able to be done, etzba by itself is going to be a min. Etzba does not mean Kahuna, but Kahuna means etzba. What we can clarify, what we should at least mention, is Maisis and Sulim. Because when it comes to the din of Malikas Ha'ais, Mara says that deals with, let's say you want to do it with your teeth and you don't want to do it with your Malika. Let's say you don't want to do it. Let's say the Gemara deals with the possibility. Let's say you don't want to do it with the Tzipirin. No. The Mutin Shane with Tzipirin. Mara has a tzad that maybe you should be able to do it. With a Shemitzi Kairin. Rashi says, what do you mean
Rebbe, what daf is Rebbe?
What?
What daf? What daf?
Chaf Abed Aleph, in Chulun. Chaf Abed Aleph.
Okay.
Rashi Hitcher Bekutris, La'aisan Shemafarshim. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about a shade which is detached? Or a shade, what are we talking about? A tooth. A tooth, a detached tooth, or a tooth that's in the mouth?
Biting it.
Masha is there, Laisha, Mafarsha, but talking between Loshayach, Lamitrach, we let in a Brysa, Cholo. In Taimar, Taisa is the Kasha. According to Beirusha, but we're going to learn that it's talking where it's Machuber. Hayek, Shane, Shane, Bibalika. How could it be good if the Shane is a Machuber to the mouth? But by Yamin, how could a shame be good if you need Yamin?
Right side of the mouth. I was
thinking. What?
Maybe it's on the right side of the mouth. Yeah.
No, that's not good. That's not called Yamin, right side of his mouth. No, that's not. Randy? No.
Yamin means
that it's. Yeah. Either you're right, maybe you throw right or you're a right hand or you're right-footed kicker. But it's not a right-footed either. All right. The timer. Well, the Perusha, the Iri Babachubaran, how can a Yumi Yitz in the din of Yamin? That's Tyson's discussion.
If you use your hand,
the Yesh Leibar, the Leinokat Shein, Shein Sheiren Lebelika, Elabi, it's the Lobiso Bita Machubar. It's not talking about, it's not, don't think that it's supposed to Kta Machubar, come on, Bishchita. But it says the Lonokat Shein, that the Shein should be Kosher Lebelika, but means that it's not going to be possible on some for the reason only of Machubar. The Yoyne Shleimar, the small Gara Bishain. There's no chesar, and it's true that it's not Yamin, but it's not small. If it's not small, then we don't care that it's not Yamin.
Use your hand,
yeah. You want to use your hand, then it has to be Yamin, because if it's not but small, it's an egregious, shmeklecha, terrible, repulsive thing. But if you're not doing something else for Yamin, you know, there's no din Yamin. Small is a pasless. It's an egregious thing, much worse than if you don't have Yamin. The mile of Yamin is not that simple. You don't need Yamin. Yamin, yeah, this, but not, doesn't make enough gemina. Huh. But small is a puzzle. Small is a shreklecha, repulsive thing. But that's totally the terutzim that we have over here. The small gara be shame. Because shame is true, it's not Yamin, but so what? But small, the Gemara is the Gidemis. The Gemara also say an Isha does not have a hand. The Gidemis, Chalitza is Mishinel. If she doesn't have a hand, how does she go do the act of Chalitza from the man's foot? She does it with her teeth. Then how do you do the Mirushalmi Mashman? The Chalitza needs Yamin. So that's what they say. The Chalitza needs Yamin. How can she do it with her teeth? The Torah says, Yamin does not mean Yamin. Yamin means that if you do it with small, it's a shreklecha thing. But it doesn't mean that thing. What's the bile of there? The bile of Yamin, if you're doing it with small. Small means the psul is because it's not the Yamin. Or small means you don't even have to have Yamin. You can do it with your teeth. You can do it with a shame. You can do it, Yamin. You can do it with other things also. Small is a terrible thing. And that's what we're talking about, the din of small. That's what we see over here in this Tosfos. Tell me a different terutzim of Tosfos. Why Malika, it's conceivable that even though by Malika, that should be done, there's a din that you have to do it by Yamin. Rav Alpikay, let's say do it by small. It's not the Yamin. The answer to that is, so what? There's no din Yamin. Yamin only comes to tell you that it cannot be by small. Small inherently is something which is an absolute repulsive thing, and if it's not done by small, it's good, even if it's not by a min. Even if it's not by a min. So therefore, that's why that's not place brings a riot in Chalitza. Chalitza, it has to be done by a min, and yet she's able to do it with her teeth. That's Tysus's riot that we have. And by the Chatzin of Kamina, the different terutz of what the Mshat and the Gemara over there is.
Now
it's Reb Shimon,
them all then.
Yeah, I'm not Reb Shimon, yeah.
I'm saying, he holds small.
He also can do Zerika with a small, according to Reb Shimon.
What's the
terrible thing about that? But I was talking about also another thing. Remember we're talking about Chalitza, about the din of Chatzitza. Yesterday I was talking about the din of Chatzitza, and by the Dab. Alright. Yeah, the Gemara says that the thing of Chatzitza, just to mention one thing. Gemara has it before the Gemara that we started with today. You put the oil in there. Because of Rahmana al Makaim. Let's say what it said on Makaim Dab Ha'ashab. I might have thought Dabke if it got wiped off. But if it's there, maybe it'll be a Chatzitza. Whether a b'chlal in the din of chatzitza, well, there's lach b'lach, and also the din of chatzitza that we have all over, we all know you have to have ruba or makbid. Let's say it's a miyut or makbid even. That's about a chatzitza. The big issue that we have is whether that's only a din of tefillah. That's by tefillah. Let's say a person goes to the mikveh and he has something on his goof that he is makbid on. But it's not the right. We're talking the derisas. The derisa, that's not a problem. Is that a din of tefillah? Or is a din of chatzitza in general? So what?
Here
it's tefillah. It's tefillah, right? No, it's not mikveh. It's tefillah. It's not that. So what we have over here is a big issue. Even though we have, the Beis Yosef in Yeridaya, we have what the reason for that is also, Mr. Beis Yosef, who says that the Ramah holds the Meshem of Mordechai, that what exactly is the reason even of a davar lach? Is the davar lach, what's the reason for it? Pashut, we learned the din when the Gemara says a davar lach, that means because it penetrates it. It's not a barrier. It's not it doesn't really interpose. Or there's another svara for it also. And that is because by a davar lach, people are not makbid. So it says, Yeridaya it brings, Meshem Amar Chai. There's a Ramah in Yeridaya from Tzadikas that he brings the shame of Mordechai, that the reason is because he's not, because he's not Machpid. Not Machpid on it. The other side, we have another side that it would be, the reason is because of the other reason. Well, Davar Lach Machlal is not. But we have, but again, this is going to be totally that also when we talk about the din of, what we did, the din Rubo Machpid, whether that has any relevance whatsoever. They got the did that we have here.
A piece missing,
the right foot? Yeah.
What's that
one? Yeah, well, again, let's say he's missing it. What?
Put it on the stump?
No.
Can you do it on the left? You can't do it.
That should be totally in a big machlokes in that. Let's say he's missing a foot. Remember we have... The Gemara has an old child by the Nazir, puts it on the palms of the Nazir, when he says that he doesn't have hands, what do you do with it? So we have different ways to, well, if you can't be Mekayim it, the way the Torah says, what happens in that kind of a case? Yeah, what will happen? Yeah. Yeah, really, it's the same type of child that the Gemara has, by which she is, doesn't have hands and she can't do it. So what happens then? What happens? Well, she does. What happens? Let's say you're on the same thing. He doesn't have a foot. He doesn't have a foot, so he can't take it off. So what do you do in that kind of a case? Yeah. That's a mission. It's only in the same thing. The mice don't know. We have to see. What?
Is that behind?
Same thing. That's where we have the case. He doesn't have button. You need button behind us. By a mitzayra, or the thumbs of him. Unless he doesn't have thumbs. What did Barbie have to wear? It's a nozir that we have. What do you do with that kind of, do you put it on the buckheim? Or you don't put it in the buck? What do you do exactly? And there we have machlokes and tanoim. Where, and how to go about doing that. Okay, now. Let's try if we can.
So Rebbe, if a kain wears gloves, and we know that's puzzle.
I can't hear you.
What's the psal of a kain wearing gloves? Imam Sachem says
things.
He can't wear gloves.
There are
is that because
things.
Not derech sheiris?
Oh, two things. First of all, could be riboy begadim.
Okay.
And or a chatzitza. You need ask for shachayim.
Or chatzitza.
And that, the two reasons over there why it wouldn't be able to wear.
Other than that,
yeah. There's another thing that I wanted to mention over here before we go on. We should mention this also. The gay also, the lumdis and pshat. You need two limudim that when he does the kmitza, he has to come to be a min, and when he's mekadesh it, he has to do it with the yamin, with the right hand. Right? That's the Gemara. A person, Kayin goes and he does the kmitza, he has to do it with his right hand, and he also has to do it when he's mekadesh it, he also has to. I might have thought, Teinachanami, maybe he does the kmitza, he would do the kmitza with his right hand, but the kiddush could be with his left hand. If he would put it on his left hand, if Shachar was going to blind, that he put it down, Nikarbat Nishpach, before the Kabbalah, in which case, that would pass on the Kaimitz. So kind of a Havamina would there be? Now, you know, here, what we're asking. Let's say like this. No, no, no. Wait, wait. He did the Kabbalah with his right hand. Basket. Now, one thing we do know. Let's say after the kmitza, it fell down from his hand before the kabbalah and the kli. It fell on the floor. It's like the dam fell on the floor. Dam falls on the floor. It's a p'tul of nishpach. It passes. There's no kabbalah sadam. Right? You got to do over it. Yeah. The dam is possible. It's like all the dam. You can't use the dam over there. The dam didn't go into the kli. You need dame apari kablenu. It goes into the, the ground. He can't pick it up from the ground and put it into the kli. Let's say somebody else went and held it. Also, it's on the ground. If it's not coming into the kli directly from the kaimitz, from his hand, you can't even cover. Then it's going to be a psul of the kaimitz of nishpach. What would you have said if it wouldn't have been for the din? That the kiddush kaimitz would be in the with the right hand. You would what? You can't. No, if you would take from your right hand, which is the kaimitz, you'd put it on into the left hand. That itself is like nishpach on the floor. You can't use that. You can't use that for the kaimitz. The kaimitz had to be with his right hand. If now you go in your mekabel, now you go in your mekadesh into the kli, into a kli sharis. Let's say it fell from your right hand onto the floor. Would you be able to pick it up from the floor and then put it into the kli? You won't be able to do it by down. You won't be able to do it over here by the kibbutz either. If it falls on the floor. So what's the limit? So if it falls on the floor, it falls into your left hand. Or it falls anywhere else. You can't go and retrieve it from the place that it fell on and then go put it into the kli. The kli has to go into the kli directly from the tzavar like we have over there or directly from the hand of the kaimitz. If there's going to be something in the interim between the kaimitz and the kli, what are you going to do? You're going to be mekadesh it after it fell on the floor. Can't do that. That's mamish in case of nishpach. In which case, what kind of a havamina would you have had? Unless you tell me that it could be a case, there is a briskerov here. Briskerov had cases, let's say, you would put it into a klisharis where it's with a hagame in karka. Okay, well, if we have a din, let's say, you put it down, let's say, kaimitz mikli, it is mikaimitz, not kaimitz, the whole Gemara Daf Zayin. Let's assume that you can be mekadesh it, or you can't be mekadesh it, where it's hagabe karka.
Remember, you said you need three
kayanin
for the.
I know, so you'll need three. Let's say you don't have the three. But so if it's on the floor, or it's on your left hand, that's like it's on the floor. Let's say you have it. And you're holding, you have it, in a klisharis that's munach on the floor. Is that like it fell on the floor? Or it's not on the floor, it's in a klisharis. That will being in a klisharis itself, it's true that it's not going to be able to be mekadesh it. It's true that being in a klisharis on the floor is not going to be mekadesh it. But will it be a pasulus that goes into the klisharis between the kaimitz and the kli? That possibly not.
But not Kabbalah Sadam, the same thing.
And Chanami. Let's say the dam would fall into a klisharis that's burak on the floor. Would that be absorbed nishpach? Or the psul is only where it goes on a makam that's not right for kiddush. Here it's a chen, it's mudach, it's something that's right for kiddush, it's not going to work because it's not got be karka, and therefore it's not going to serve as a maisa kabbalah. That's true. And then he picked it up, and then he picked it up with his right, left hand, then he picked it up with his left hand from within the klisharis and poured this in, poured it into the klisharis, poured it in to the other kli that's going to be the kavshah. That's the case. What he'll be is, he'll be able to do it. He'd be able, Abadi can't just put it in his left hand. That's, that'd be nishma. But what he could do is, let's say in his left hand, he was holding a klisharis. I mean, not to say like, I it could be a variation of that. Let's say he was holding in his left hand. No. He was holding, let's say in his left hand, he was holding a klisharis. I know where it was on the floor. In a way where it was not going to be able to be mekadoshim. What we're saying is mekadoshim. Mekadoshim means that he has to take it with his kibitz, with his right hand, put it in to a klisharis. Okay, now where's the klisharis? Maybe the klisharis is on the floor. Maybe klisharis is on his left hand. Maybe it's another kohen is holding it in his left hand. Doesn't make a difference. And therefore, it will not be psul of nishpach. And therefore, so what would I have thought? Avadi, you cannot be mekadosh it that way. But let's say then you would take it from your left hand that you're holding it. You took it from on the floor. You're now where there is no psul of nishpach. And now you transfer it with your left hand, without a pasuk. Now you pass it with your left hand into a kli that's being held by a kli that is right in. That'll be a simple case. There you can have it. Kamash Lord, that cannot do that. Because you put the kli with the kibitz to be the kaddishin, into the kli, which a regular kite is holding with his right hand, you have to do it with your own right hand. You can't, the kiddush kibitz has to be done with your right hand also. That'll be the case.
Rashi's makom is different. So by the kite that's holding the kli, you say, right? It's a different case. Of God, kiddush kibitz learns a different. So by the kite that's holding with his right hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. It can be a variation of that also. Yeah. Okay, it's there like that. I'm going that it's going with the Maisa Kiddush itself. Now, so what do we have here? Now, what else do we have? The Mishnah says, Kabas Vialabiyot Tzvara Gargar Melech. He was Kaimitz, and then in the hand with the Kibitza, there was a pebble. Some salt. Oh, Kairit Levina, or a kernel of Levina. It's a puzzle. It has to be pure, unadulterated silas. Call Adi, what do you need all these examples for? Why, call on Srichen, because they tied on Srair. Had it only said Srair, I would say we should allow Barak Ravi. That's why it passes. Avo Melach, the Basak Ravahi. Name it discussion. Melach goes on the Mizbeah. Not only that, there's a din of, we had it from Zvachim, remember. Remember we had the Gemara in Lashem and Vahabailu. That the salt, and yeah, by the salt, it had a din of Akhtaro and the salt. Even if it comes off, you put it back on. Maybe that would not be a psul. Because of Melach, the Ikbar Hani Mincha was never a kavua b'katchila when you put it into the clay, into the visa. Mekar, Avalavaina, the Ikbar b'chabahane mincha. It's mamish part of the mincha, Meikara. Maybe that would also be good. Ebatis Kasher, Kabash Malon, that it's no good. It has to be silas. Rashi comes and Rashi tells us. Let's take a look at the Rashi here. You saw the stick of Rashi here also. Oh, Kairit Levina Pasal Mipnei Shah, Kairit's Chasser, Kidei Makam HaKairit. It's Pasal. Why? Because the Kairit is missing something and taken up by the place where the Kairit Levina is, and it has to be full of silence, which means that it's Chasser.
Pure sir.
The time of Frank Rashi, Kitzad Kairit's. How do you ever go to a Kmitzah? How do you ever go to a Kmitzah? Kitzad Kairit's. Well, a Levina ala Mincha, the Levina is on the Mincha. Diksev, Kol HaLevina Asher ala Mincha. So how do you do that? You're always going to wind up holding the Levina. Tshuva, L'damek Asher Kairit's. Whenever you do a Kmitzah, you have to put it over to the side. And when you go do the kibitza, make sure you don't take any levina in your hand. The kaimitz are silas mayetza. I'll call. Now, it shows what we see here in the Rashi Azach. We have, the chaira, an unsuspecting bystander, what I would have said was, what's the big problem over here? Just take the Levina off. I do that a Kmitzah, then you'll go and you'll be mapped to the Levina together with. But you have to have, but Rashi's telling him, again, I would have thought, you have a problem how to do the Kmitzah. You do the Kmitzah, and take the Levina out. Off, out of the Kli. And you do a Kmitzah. Now you have, of course, to be mapped to the Levina also. Go to the Levina separately.
You
do it. No, don't commit on the Levina. Levina is somewhere. Don't commit on the Levina. Kmitza is only on the silas. In the other silas, you have the Levina and a spoon or something. And then you do that afterwards. It's not like that. Rashi's telling you it's not that. It's not that. It's a Teres Kayim. Teres Kayim Ashmer Asher Ala Levina. Asher Ala Mincha. Levina Asher Ala Mincha. A couple of places of Teres Kayim and it tells us. When you do the kmitza, what is a kmitza? The kmitza is when you do the kmitza from the silas. You do the kmitza from the silas in the presence of the levina, and that's regarded that the kmitza is from the chetza of the mincha. What's the chetza of the mincha? The silas with the levina. There happens to be that the kmitza is only done in the silas. But it has to be in the presence of the Levina also. The Levina has to be there together with the Silas. If the Levina is not together with the Silas, that's not a Kmitza. The Kmitza is not from the Makayim where you're taking the Silas, which is present there together with the Levina. So that's the reason why it's gonna, that's the only way that we're gonna be able to do it. Chaser al Yaser is possible. My area, why did the chaser yes take the clay? Oh, Mishum Chatzitza. Over here again. They take the clay. Maybe it should be a problem of Chatzitza here also. Rab Rashi says the Chatzitza will be, take the clay, Mishum the Chatzitza. Like the Chaser's Bain Yodo, the Kemach. It's between his hand and the kemach. The chatzitza paiselas bekutchim. He says chatzitza pasels bekutchim. You know, he chaitz it's being kemach le kemach, where it's there, kegay beemtza kaimitz. That would also be a problem of chatzitza. Maybe we'll have to come back and see more about this, what this kasha was. But here, Mishim, chatzitza amrach yavimi natsad. What we're talking about is, even without that, we're talking over here, that it was on the side of the Kli. And therefore, it's not, that was not a problem of necessarily of Chatzitza. There, the Levina is on the side, and that's not being mopsic between the various, the different kernels of Silas. Aye, Frank the Gemara, Esve, Kaysa, How do you go about? What is this thing, Kmitza? What do you do? Like, people take a handful of silas. What does that mean? Rashi tells us, you use all fingers. You take a handful using all five fingers. Or four. And that's going to come to you. I mean, people take things like a handful of stuff. Amar leikin up to Eisvei. Is that right? We learned Zuzeres. Eisvei, what are the names on the fingers? Eisvei, Zuzeres. Zu Kemitza, the fourth finger is the Kemitza because it only goes till there. The Zeres, the little finger, the pinky, is not included in the place where you hold the Silas. Zu Abba, the middle finger. Zu Echba, Zu Gundo. And therefore, so Ella, so what do you mean? Ella La Hashmai. So what does it mean then, the Kemitza? The Kemitza was, you take the thumb, you take the little finger, and you brush it away to make it even, that which is being contained within the three fingers. And that within the fingers, hey, chi, yavin, amarav, suchabat, tibi, amarav, chai, vichal, shetbos, avat, shabaki, apasiano, you put it on top, and they rest on top of the palm, the kibitz, atakin, avi, yachi, malay, kumtso, yacha, mavuritz, maybe it's supposed to be, spill over even. Stuff that's not contained within the fingers themselves. Tabalama big kutso. Even kutso. Yahoo, maybe you do brush your spices. Maybe only do it in the fingertips. Tabalama below kutso. Okay, so. Kaife shalash and spice of Alpaciano. The kaimits. And you do the kmitsa. The mafas of Marcheshes, what do you do? Meichik Megudlo, Milamayla, we're supposed to talk about Milamata, by mafas of Marcheshes, Mesu we have what is Kushash and Megdush. What does it mean, Mesu, Mesu loves, the other one, Meika Malika, Meika Chafina, Ella Zui, this is one of the big three. Zui have Marcheshes, we have what is Kushash and Megdush, and that's how it works. All right, we have to stop over here. I thought maybe we'd come. All right, maybe we'll try tomorrow. And all right, and catch up. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.